Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Keep this in mind. Romans 8:32 says, "Ye shall know the truth." All right, so let's get with it. All things is a set or group of specified things. To hear of those things, consult Lawmaster Archives. Some individual things viewed as a set, a group, a unit, a whole. All things serve the purpose of identifying God, who is also called in the AVB/KJV, Lord, R-D, Lord God, Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, God of Israel. God is also called in AVB/KJV, no man, Israel, master. I've already identified God. Let me move on. All things have been put forth. They have been revealed. The man Tommy L. Hart, the performer of all things, has brought all things forth and put them on public display. The AVB/KJV has much to say concerning all things. Since the AVB/KJV has much to say of all things, it has something to say of the man, Tommy L. Hart, the builder, performer, and revealer of all things. So the question is, what does the AVB/KJV have to say about the builder, the performer, and the revealer of all things, the man Tommy L. Hart? So we, in this episode, three questions are addressed. One, what is truth? Two, what does AVB/KJV say about the man Tommy L. Hart? And three, the testimony. What says the testimony? All right, moving right along. The context, which was brought forth in the last meeting, the context of the question, what is truth? On chapter 18, verses 37 through 38, we read, "To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Then comes the question, what is truth? We have the word bear, as in bear witness, and the phrase bear witness. Bear is to render, afford, give. Bear witness, to bear testimony. Bear witness is to show that something exists or is true. Bear witness is to make a statement saying that one saw or knows something. So we have the bear witness statement, then we have the question, what is truth? According to the bear witness statement, is born bears on the truth. When we take a good look at the witness or testimony that is rendered, truth is ascertainable. We obtain the question to the we obtain the answer to the question, what is truth? John 3, verse 32 says, and what he hath seen and heard, that he testified. All right? So in his testimony, to be seen. Remembering the statement that saying, I was born, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Okay, now, so in his testimony, what is claimed to be seen? John chapter 20, verse 25 says, we have seen the Lord. That statement, demonio statement, is a testimony. Okay, that's a testimony. That's a piece of the testimony. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Okay? So he says, the testifier says, we have seen the Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. And in 1 John chapter 1, 14, the testifier continues saying, we beheld his glory. We saw his glory. We considered his glory. Is the glory. And who is this his that is spoken of? We know the testifier is testifying. And he says, we saw his, we beheld his glory. Who the his, of course, is the is a reference to God, the Lord God, who is also called the God of Israel, no man, master, okay? Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Continuing. We have seen the Lord. We beheld his glory. Which occurred first, seeing the Lord or Acts 9, verse 7 says, let me finish that statement. Which occurred first, the Lord or the glory? They beheld his glory. He testifies saying, we have seen the Lord. The Lord precedes his glory. Obviously, the Lord is God. If it's not obvious to you, that's what it is. The Lord, this Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, is a reference to God. And I've told you other appellations that he, God, is called. So the Lord precedes his glory. The testifier says, we beheld his glory. There's a statement saying, Acts 9, verse 7, seeing no man. We beheld his glory, seeing no man, or seeing his glory. No man, as I've as stated earlier, is a reference to the Lord God. No man is a reference to God. God and Lord God here are one and the same, that Lord being written, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. You should have a solid understanding of that now. Okay? The glory is a reference to the word of the Lord God, the God of Israel, the word of no man. Remember, no man is a moniker to be received by the Lord God, the God of Israel, whose name we already know because I have already given it before this episode. Okay, so keep up with everything. Follow closely. And you can always go back and hear the episode or episodes in Lawmaster Archives. The School of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? The Archives of God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. Testimony so far, we have seen the Lord. We know what the Lord has spoken of. We beheld his glory. And we have a statement that gives us, that increases our understanding from Acts 9, verse 7, which says, seeing no man. We have seen the Lord. They saw no man. Remember, no man, the nickname for God. Okay? They saw his glory. He saw the glory first and ascertained from seeing the glory, he had seen the Lord God. That is to say, no man became, that is to say, he saw no man, the Lord God. Let's see here. Let me say this. He saw the glory first and ascertained he had seen the Lord, that is to say, no man, because he understood that all things are the work of the Lord God. Okay? Follow. Real simple, easy to follow, easy to understand. This testimony here. So, he saw, they bear witness that they saw the work, which is the glory of the Lord God, who is also called no man, Israel, the God of Israel, Lord God, ORD. We have a statement in the book that says, his glory shall be revealed. His, God's glory shall be revealed. They testify, they bear witness, saying they saw, they beheld, they considered the glory of the Lord God. They saw it. And they saw the glory, which is the work of the Lord God, and ascertained that they had seen the Lord God, because they, knowing that all things are the work of the Lord God, the God of Israel, whose name we know. So the statement says, his glory shall be revealed. That statement is fulfilled. His, God's glory, has been revealed. And as a result of the revelation of that glory, God is known. God has been identified by his glory. God has been identified by his work. Where is his work? God's work is in Lawmaster Archives. This is what testifiers are saying. Okay, they are talking about the work that is now in Lawmaster Archives, being placed there by the man they call God. Why do they call him God? Because the man has done the work of all things. And they say that all things is to be performed by the Lord God. So, in their thinking, whosoever does the work of all things and presents it, shows it, that individual is the AVB/KJV's Lord God. That individual, in the sense of the AVB/KJV, is God. All right? They saw God's glory, which glory they saw in Lawmaster Archives. Now, understand this. The AVB says the things that were written aforehand or aforetime were written for our learning and application. The things that were written that we're talking about in this book, they were written, of course, many, many years ago. But they are now applicable to certain things that are happening now, such as the all things are being and have been performed during this time. So then the things that speak to all things in the AVB speak to things, the all things that are that have been brought forth, which were written aforetime, before the time, okay, were written for our learning, and I add, for our application. We are to make use of these things. We are to use these things and do whatever their purpose serves. Okay? And in this case, the purpose of all things mainly is to identify the Lord God, because the Bible has asked, who is God? Yet, and the Bible has also said, when he comes, he will do these specific acts or works. Tommy L. Hart has done those specific acts, works. And the evidence of his having performed those works is in Lawmaster archives. So the testifiers here are bearing witness to that which is in Lawmaster archives at this time. And at this time, they are now bearing witness, and at no other time before this time. The things that were written for our learning and our application. Things in the Bible for years, years, many, many years, okay? But all things have just been performed in this day and time by a certain known individual. Let me add this in. The salutation of the Bible says this, to the unknown God. Okay? I've said before in recent broadcasts, the AVB/KJV has been sent out on a mission. And the mission, the chief mission of the AVB/KJV to find God. It has been successful in that mission, in fulfilling that mission. The AVB/KJV has found its target. It has come to the man, Tommy L. Hart, who has performed all things. All things are a very big deal in the AVB, such as God is a very big deal in the AVB, and truth is a very big deal in the AVB/KJV. God, truth, testimony. Once we know what is being testified, then we know what is truth. And the question, what is truth, is finally answered. Okay? I answered it in the preceding broadcast. Okay? But there are some things going with that message in the preceding broadcast, which I did not get to, but I'm getting to in this episode. Okay? So, testifying. What is he speaking to? What is he testifying to? One, he's testifying to all things. Where are all things? All things are in Lawmaster archives. And he's also testifying to the maker, the performer of all things. So, God's glory is revealed in Lawmaster archives. His glory has been revealed. God's glory has been revealed. And as a result of that revelation, God is known, and the testifiers say this. In Hosea chapter 8, verse 2, they say to the Lord God, my God, we know thee. They know the Lord God by his works. The Bible, the AVB/KJV's Lord God is known by his works. All things say clearly and loudly, God is here, or after God has died, they say, God was here. The Lord God has been here. the God of Israel has been here. Okay? No man has been here. No man being a moniker given for the Lord God, whose name we now know to be received, or to receive that moniker, to be the recipient of that moniker. Okay, so now we come to page 2. So in this episode, we are looking at what is truth is God, who is Tommy Hart, and what is the testimony, because the testimony gives us the answer to the question, what is truth? Here we go. Okay. 1 Peter, and remember, verse 32 says, ye shall know the truth. You shall know the truth. What is truth? You shall know the truth. Here we go. 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 13, that's the reference of his glory shall be revealed. That glory has been revealed. It's revealed in Lawmaster Archives. And question in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4, saying, what is his name? What is the name of the revealer? What is the name of the maker of all things? And in that God is the performer of all things, what is the name of God? Who is called God of Israel? He's called Israel. He's called no man. He's called Lord. He's called Master. There may be other things. Oh, yes, he's called Israel. So, what is his name is asked. Identifying the Lord God, who has performed all things and set that group of all things in Lawmaster Archives, which has been seen and now is being testified of. We beheld his glory. Acts. Let me say this first. Things, the testimony, three key players in this thing that we're looking at now. Who is Tommy L. Hart? What is truth? What does the testimony say? The testimony bears witness to the truth. What does the testimony reveal? We are told, hear the voice of Lord All Caps. Lord All Caps also says, hear the word of the Lord. That's a reference to the Lord God, the God of Israel, because that Lord is written using capital L, lowercase O-R-D. 5, verse 23, we are witnesses of these things. The Bible asks, what things? Okay, I don't have the reference to that question right here, but anyway, it asks, what things? They say, this is testimony, we are witnesses of these things. What things? They are witnesses of all things. Okay, and we'll get to that. Okay. Then the next statement, Acts 10, verse 39, they bear witness saying, we are witnesses of all things. But they don't stop there. They go on saying, we are witnesses of all things which he did, performed all things. The man Tommy L. Hart has performed all things. They had not been performed before the coming of the man Tommy L. Hart. That's why I put forth the statement, the things which were written of old were written for, the things which were written aforetime, they are written for our learning at this day and time. Okay? We are witnesses of these things. What things? That is answered in the Acts 10 verse 39 statement. We are witnesses of all things. which he did, that he has been identified. The Lord God has been, the Lord God is the maker and performer of all things, and the person who has actually performed those things, I'll say his name in the next statement. Acts 8, verse 10 says this, this man who has performed all things, remember, that's what's, that, what's before us right here. That's what we're considering, all things and its maker, okay? The maker of all things, the performer, the doer of all things. We are witnesses of these things. What things? We are witnesses of all things which he, the Lord God, did. Acts 8:10, this man is the great power of God. Now, that statement doesn't tell you anything, does it? Very plainly. Let's speak plainly. This man, this statement in Acts 8, verse 10, is a fill-in-the-blank statement. It is a fill-in-the-blank statement. So it reads, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Why? Because he is the performer of the work of all things that is in Lawmaster Archives. Not hard to understand. All things had not been performed before the man Tommy L. Hart came about. Tommy L. Hart came and he saw some things and he did the things which constitute the group, all things. And he brought those things forth and made himself known as the performer of all things. And the evidence of his work is in Lawmaster Archives. And that's what is being born or bearing witness to, the work that is in Lawmaster Archives. Because that's where all things are, in Lawmaster Archives. The things written aforetime were written for our learning and our application. And I'm just putting the dots together, okay? And what I'm doing is right. The book backs me up. They are testifying in support of the man, Tommy L. Hart, who has performed all things. That is exactly what is going on, to speak plainly. Are bearing witness to the work that I've done. Because you can't find any, you can't find all things anywhere else unless somebody has taken my work in Lawmaster Archives and applied it to themselves and lying, saying they have done these things. That's why it is very important to know the original, the one and only performer of all things which are being testified to as we speak. Yes, so we are witnesses of these things. What things? Answer, the answer, Acts 10, verse 39. We are witnesses to all things. Where are all things? All things are in Lawmaster Archives. Perform those things. What is his name? The Bible asks. What is his name? His name is given in the fill-in-the-blank statement of Acts 8, verse 10. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Now we ask, what is truth? This testimony is truth. This is the testimony. For this cause was I born, and I can't quote the statement, but it says, let's go back to it. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Bear witness to the truth. The question, what is truth? They bear witness to the truth, and I'm putting that witness here, that is that they are bearing witness to. I'm putting that testimony before you. So what is truth? Truth is, this man, Tommy L. Hart, who has performed all things that they are bearing witness to, is the great power of God. The great power having the designation of God. And the Gentiles, of course, say, we have found him. John chapter 1, verse 45, we have found him. We have found the creator of all things. All things are set down they are given in Lawmaster Archives. We have found them, that we have found the glory of God, and now we know the maker of all things, his name. His name is Tommy O'Hart. Remember the question coming from Proverbs, what is his name? The question is answered. They have found the Lord God. They now have his name. They know his works, and they are bearing witness to what the man Tommy L. Hart has done. Isn't that something? The Bible, the AVB/KJV, bears witness to that which I have done and placed in Lawmaster Archives. The Bible, the AVB/KJV, bears witness to it, saying, he is the great, he, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. That sells the answer. Who is God? The man, Tommy L. Hart. Remember the Bible question? Who is God? That question is set in Psalm chapter 18, I think verse 31. But you'll see when you look it up. Okay, who is God? We have an answer. This man is the great power of God. A fill-in-the-blank statement. I fill-in-the-blank. So they ask me my name. That's why they ask me my name throughout the Bible. What is your name? Who are you? My name is Tommy L. Hart. I've given them my name. So I fill-in-the-blank. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Now, they go on testifying, saying, speaking in support of my work, they go on testifying, saying in John chapter 1, verse 3, all things were made by him. Who? Tommy L. Hart, the great power of God. All things are in the Lawmaster Archives. All things were made by him. This is testimony that I should bear witness to the truth, the testifier says. We have seen the Lord. We have seen his glory. His glory is his work, which is placed in all things. And they say, my God, we know thee. They are talking to me in the Bible, and they are talking to you, saying, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is a great power of God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is a great power, having the designation of God. We have found him. We know him. We know him on the basis of his work of all things, which they have seen in Lawmaster Archives. Yes, the testifier says, all things were made by him, Tommy L. Hart. 2 Corinthians 5:18, the testimony continues, all things are of God. All things are from God. Speak plainer, Tommy. All things are of the man, Tommy L. Hart. All things are from Tommy L. Hart. Yes, they say in John 20, verse 25, we have seen the Lord. And in John chapter 1, verse 45, they say, we have found him. We know it's him because he is the author of the work that is set in Lawmaster Archives, where all things are seen and shown and presented. All things were made by him, the man Tommy L. Hart. All things are of God, the man Tommy L. Hart. Watch this. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. They say, the testifiers say, with men this is impossible. What are they saying? With men, what Mr. Hart has done and placed in Lawmaster Archives, with men, that's impossible. All things are impossible for men to perform. That's what they're saying. Watch this. Let's read the whole statement. With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. That's what they're testifying to. But now they're testifying saying, all things are not only possible, all things actually exist. We beheld his glory, his work in Lawmaster Archives. All things are no longer just possible for God to do. All things have been performed by God. Who is God? The question. Who is truth? The question. Who is Tommy L. Hart? The question. What says the testimony about these things? What are all things? That's a question, because that's what's being talked about. All things. We are witnesses of these things. We are witnesses of all things which the man, Tom L. Hart, has done and placed in Law Master Archives, which we have seen. Okay? There are people keeping up with this stuff, people. Were made by Tommy L. Hart. All things are off or from Tommy L. Hart. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Don't let any preacher tell you, or don't be fooled by any preacher telling you, you can do all things from a Bible perspective. No. God is the performer, the sole performer of all things. God is the expected performer of all things. And with men, the book says performing all things is impossible with men. Okay? Watch this. The testimony continues. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by him were all things created. All things were created by him. That doesn't tell us anything unless there's a name. Another fill in the blanker. For by him, Tommy L. Hart, were all things created. That's a fact. All things are in Law Master Archives. All things were created by him. They repeat the statement. This is testimony, people. This is testimony in support of the teaching of the man, Tommy L. Hart. The things which were written aforetime were written for our learning and our application and our taken into consideration. And you cannot change this. Okay, truth is truth. They are bearing witness to the truth. Remember, that's what is going on here. That I should bear witness to the truth. Truth is, all things are in Law Master Archives. Truth is, according to the book, God is the sole performer of all things. Okay? They have seen all things. They say this. They say, we beheld his glory. There are some people whose work this is, people. Say, for instance, the philosophers, okay? All right? And others, all right? Who is God? All right, let's move on. We already have the answer to that. For by him, Tommy L. Hart, were all things created. All things were created by him, Tommy L. Hart. Colossians 1, verse 17, and he, Tommy L. Hart, is before all things, and by him all things consist. Go to Law Master Archives to see the makeup of all things. All right? Okay. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. Look at this. Here's the clincher. He that built all things is God. All things are in Law Master Archives. They are nowhere else. Unless somebody has gotten a copy of them, you know what I'm saying? But all things are in Law Master Archives. Tommy L. Hart has placed them there. The book says God has done that. The book says God has done that work that is in Law Master Archives. So they conclude saying, and they have borne witness to the work that is in Law Master Archives, and the conclusion is this. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. He that put together all things is God. Conclusion. End of a matter. The question, who is God, is answered. The question, what is truth, is answered. Truth is this testimony which I just presented to you. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power, having the designation of God. We are witnesses of what he has done in all things. All things were made by him, Tommy L. Hart. All things are of or from Tommy L. Hart. With men, what Tommy L. Hart has done is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. But now, all things are not only possible, all things are realized in Law Master Archives, and the man, Tommy L. Hart, is the author of that work. and they say, "My God, Tommy L. Hart, we know you, my Lord and my God, for God is over." The answer to the question, what is truth, has been given. The testimony has been shown, and the conclusion reached with regard to those things, and including all things involved in our archives. He who put together all things, because all things are put together in a neat little package in La Nasa Archives, he who built, he who assembled the parts constituting all things, he who built all things is God. What is his name? He's already declared the name. The name is Tommy L. Hart. So, the question is answered. What is truth? Truth is, Tommy L. Hart is the performer of all things. All things are in La Nasa Archives. And the witness says, he that put those things there, he who assembled all things in La Nasa Archives, he that built all things, he who built all things which are in La Nasa Archives, is God. Case closed. Case is closed. The ultimate proof for God. But they are saying in these things, God exists. We have found him. He exists. He's a person. His name is Tommy L. Hart. What form is he of? That came up in the last episode, remember? Tommy L. Hart. What? He's a human being. What does he look like? He looks like a black man. He looks like an Israelite. He is an Israelite indeed, says the statement in John chapter 1. An Israelite indeed. We have found him. An Israelite indeed. His name is Tommy L. Hart. He has performed all things. We have considered all things, that, and they are in La Nasa Archives. We've considered them, and we've concluded. He who did that work of all things in La Nasa Archives, he who built all things in the Bible, that phrase does not mean everything. It applies to a group of things. It applies to individual things. It's made up of individual things, and when seen together and viewed together, they are called all things. And you go to Law Master Archives in order to find out what those things are. The Bible does not teach that God knows everything. The Bible says God knows all things. Let's move on quickly. Okay. We've done all that. We've done all that. The testifiers have testified. They've testified in support of the man, Tommy L. Hart. They've testified in support of all things that are in Law Master Archives and all things. And they say, let's move on very quickly. Okay. We have seen the Lord. They saw the Lord, the maker of all things. They saw the God of Israel. They said, to me, Israel shall be thy name. That's why he, you know, the Lord God, or the man, Tommy L. Hart, is also called the God of Israel, because they have surnamed me in the AVB/KJV Israel. They've given me that surname. Okay. All things are at hand. 1 Peter 4, verse 7. The importance of all things. They declare, they testify, saying, all things are at hand. Where? In Law Master Archives. Okay? The end of all things is at hand. That end is articulated in Philippians 4, verse 5 statement, which says, the Lord is at hand. Capital L, lowercase O-R-D. All things are at hand. That means the Lord is at hand. The Lord is the maker of all things, according to the AVB/KJV. When you see all things, you know that God is present, or either God has been present, because the sole maker of all things is God. So we have the two statements. All things are at hand, they testified saying, and they testified saying, the Lord is at hand. All things and the Lord God, the God of Israel, no man, master, Lord, capital L, lowercase R-D. All those things go together. If there's all things, the Lord has been around somewhere and at some time. If all things exist, which they do, they are in Lawmaster Archives, that means God is presently on the earth or he has been on the earth. Okay? Now, who has created all things? The man Tommy L. Hart has done that. All right. At this time, of course, obviously I'm alive because I'm talking. You hear my voice. Okay. All things say loudly and clearly, the Lord God is at hand. He is at hand. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, another fill in the blanker says, what is written is, God with us. The verb is left out because he wasn't with us. He wasn't with y'all was written, so they left out is. They just said, God with us, as in hope that God will one day be with them. Okay, so to fill in the blank, God is with us. God fills in the blanks. Okay, he fills in this blank, as he fills in the blank in the statement, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is a great power of, meaning having a designation, God. This man is the great power of God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. God with us. I fill in another blank. The statement now reads, should read, God is with us. It is the Lord God who fills in the blank. Now, look at this statement here, which they testified saying. In John chapter 16, verse 29, they say to me, thou speakest plainly. Isn't that what I'm doing? I'm speaking plainly. So when I say God, you don't have to wonder, who is he talking about? You know who I'm talking about because I say God, the man Tommy L. Hart, or the Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, whose name is Tommy L. Hart. He's also called Israel. He's also called God of Israel. He's called Master. He's called No Man. He's called several things in AVD. But his name is Tommy L. Hart. The name of God is important. That's why they asked me for it. Throughout the Bible, what is your name? Who are you? Who are you, Lord? They ask me those things. Okay, go to Lawmaster Archives. Other relevant testimony, Galatians chapter 1, verse 11, they say to me, I certify you, or we certify you. Remember I told you about the I, the me, the my, the our. They can say, they can speak in the singular, use a singular pronoun like I, or they can use a plural pronoun like we or like our. Okay, on and on. They certify me, the man, Tommy L. Hart, on the basis of my work. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9, they say, God who created all things. Tommy L. Hart who created all things. That's understanding, people. Just to say God who created all things gives no understanding. First, you don't know what all things are, and then you don't know who or what this God is. Understanding is, God, the man Tommy L. Hart, who created all things, they are in Lawmaster Archives. God, Tommy L. Hart, who created all things. Ephesians 3, verse 9. Timothy 6, verse 17. God, who giveth us richly all things that they can be enjoyed intellectually, they can be used, though. All things are to be put to use. Okay, all things, okay. God, Tommy L. Hart, who giveth us richly all things. They are in the Lawmaster Archives. They are there for your good, your knowledge, your learning. Okay? Job 57, verse 2. I will cry to God Most High, to God that performeth all things for me. Are you following this stuff? All things are in the Lawmaster Archives. God that performeth all things for me, for them. Okay? The Gentiles, philosophers, and all. Okay? All right? Yes, I did say philosophers. Who sought to answer the question, who is God? What is God? What is his form? This and that. What is truth? Those who asked the question, what is truth? What is truth as it relates to God? All right? I will cry to God Most High, the man Tommy L. Hart. To God, Tommy L. Hart, that performs all things for me, that and he has already done those things. John chapter 21, verse 17, they say to me, they certify me, saying, again, Lord, thou knowest all things. And all of these statements which I have presented are statements of certification. They serve to confirm what I've said and what I've done, okay? They said to me, let your work be verified, okay? It is. This is proof of the verification of my work, this testimony and all, and these statements. Okay, John 21, verse 17, they say to me, they use the title, one of the titles, they say Lord. They call me Lord. Okay, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, thou knowest all things. The proof of my knowledge of all things is in Lawmaster Archives. I have performed the work that is ascribed to the Lord God. And so they say to me, Lord, thou hast performed, thou knowest all things. Revelation 4:11, look what they say to me. Thou art worthy, O Lord, capital L, lowercase ORD, Tommy L. Hart, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. All things are in Lawmaster Archives. That's what I've done. They tell me what I've done, but they ask the question in the Bible. They ask me, what have you done? And they turn around and answer the question. Okay? They already knew before they asked the question what I had done. They already knew. That's why they call me Lord, because the Lord is the performer of all things. So when they say to me, Lord, when they call me Lord, they are acknowledging that I know all things, and all, not only do I know them, but I have actually performed them and showed the evidence of it, the evidence of those things. Lord, thou knowest all worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. That's what they say to me. You want to know what they say to you? Yes, I will tell you what they say to you. When I get to it. Okay, Psalm 7:7-14, all of these statements of certification. Yeah, they said to me, let my work be verified. My work is verified. I've given you evidence of that in this episode. My work, they testified to my work and to my person, who I am. This man is the great power. Who am I? This man is the great power of God. What is his name? His name is Tommy Hart. What has he done? He has done all things. And they make the statement saying he, Tommy L. Hart, has done all things well. Okay? That's Mark 7:37. He, God, we know his name now, Tommy L. Hart, has done all things well. Okay, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Psalm 7:7-14. They're telling me what I've done. I know I've done all things. And they're verifying these things. They're certifying these things. They're certifying my work. And they are acknowledging my person and my presence. Very important stuff, people. And guess what? I won't go there. Okay. Thou, Tommy L. Hart, art the God that doeth wonders. They've already said about me, this man is the great power having the designation of God. They've already said he is the maker of all things. All things were made by him. He has created all things. Okay. All right. And they say he's worthy to, Tommy L. Hart is worthy to receive glory and honor and power. Why? Because he has created all things. Where are they? They are in Lawmaster Archives. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Psalm 77:14. Now, Psalm 86, verse 10. They go on. They say to me, thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou, Tommy L. Hart, art God alone. Wow, people, this is heavy support. You don't get any greater support than this, which they are giving me, the man Tommy Hart. Yes, they are giving me. They're supporting me because of my work, on the basis of my work, of all things, in Lawmaster Archives. This is understanding, people. There is no greater understanding of Bible content with respect to God that I have given. There is nothing greater. There is nothing greater. Nothing can exceed this which I have brought forth, people. Nothing. That's why last week's title, somewhere in that title, you had ultimate proof, representing a line or point that saying that representing a limit beyond which further progress, as in investigation or an analysis, is impossible. It's impossible to go beyond what I've done with respect to God. It is impossible. Ultimate proof of the existence of God, the presence of God, the work of God, people. Ultimate proof. And the Bible vouches for me. The Bible speaks in my support, as I have brought forth in this episode, but not only in this episode, other episodes as well. The Bible supports my work. The Bible acknowledges my Godship, my Lordship. The Bible, remember, they have given me assurances as well as these statements of certification. They've also given me assurances, okay, which I brought forth earlier. Let's end this. Thou art the God that doest wonders. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. Why? Because you've created all things and placed them where the people can see them in Law Master Archives. Thou art the God that doest wonders, Tommy L. Hart. Thou, Tommy L. Hart, art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Alone, people, no other God, says the Bible. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, Tommy L. Hart, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. John 9:24 says to you, the people, give God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, the praise. No spirit has done this, people. I don't even want to go there. God is not a spirit. It is proved that God is a man. That's what this proves also as well, these things. God is the man, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is not a spirit. Tommy L. Hart is a human being. Okay, give God the praise, people. That's what the book says to you. As a result of Tommy Hart having done and created all things and exposed them, the book says, give God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, the praise. Praise him. He is worthy to, you are worthy, they say to me, to receive glory and honor and power. Glory and honor and power. So you are told to give God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, praise. You are told in Revelation 19:10, worship God. What is his name, people? You should know by now. Worship God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. And in Zechariah 8:19, you are told, love the truth. What is truth? Truth is, the man, Tommy L. Hart, has created all things, and all things are to be done and performed by the Lord God. Tommy L. Hart has done the thing that the Bible says the Lord God will do when he loved the truth. That's a commandment. Three commandments you have here at the end of this episode. Give God the praise. Praise the man, Tommy L. Hart, for what he's done. Worship God because of what he's done and who he is, the man, Tommy L. Hart. Love the truth. The truth. God is a man. God's name is Tommy L. Hart. God is the performer. Tommy L. Hart is the performer of all things. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has done that which the Bible ascribes to God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is a great power, having a designation of God. He who built all things is God. End of story. End of the quest for God. And we have the answer to the question, what is truth? I said they certify me in these statements, certify to attest as certain. Give reliable information, concern, to testify to. That's what has happened in this episode. vouched for in writing. That's what is done in this. In the Bible, they vouch for me. They support me. They say who I am, Lord God, God, creator of all things. And they tell you, give God the praise. Give Tommy L. Hart the praise, Tommy L. Hart, and love the truth, which has come through the man and by the man, Tommy L. Hart. Praise God, worship God, love the truth. Praise Tommy L. Hart, worship Tommy L. Hart, love his truth that he has exposed. That's it, people. We answer questions. What is truth? Answered. Who is God? Answered. Who is the man Tommy L. Hart? Answered. He who built all things is God. End of story. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, and do make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Till the next time.